Are we live?
We're live.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jonesy, Ed Shane, and David Fickus on Ed's Got My Money.
I got their money.
the worst version.
You're crazy.
Okay, so we are going to do a little recap here of where we are in the podcast that we started, because our softball pitcher, Ed, is a crazy person, and he is super into pot stocks and stocking stocks and doing all the stocking of the stocking. And we both gave him $500 to be in charge of, and right now I'm making money and Jonesy is here.
Yeah, I'm just here observing. I'm just an observer at this point, not making any money. And I have sort of like profit envy.
No,
is that a thing?
Oh yeah,
profit envy.
Well, you're making no money compared. He's like up 400% on you, I think.
That makes
you feel like you haven't made anything, but you made some.
Hey, that's okay, because I got something cooking, and I'll be all right.
That's right. You got mass roots.
Yeah, I got a stock called Mass Roots Cooking. So for those of you who this is your first time listening,
or watching,
because we're on Facebook Live and YouTube, et cetera, please follow us. We're concentrating on pot stocks because, and we talked about this before we started recording. Ed mentioned, or somebody mentioned, how right now at this point, pot stocks are looking to you as though they're the tech stocks of way back when.
Yes, it's a new growth industry, and as you guys have, if you've been paying attention to the news, a lot of states are legalizing it. Canada just got done legalizing recreational marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's the first G7 country to do that. So things are really looking up for pot.
And so, like the tech stock industry, if you had invested in Intel back in, who knows, 1996 or whatever the hell it is, You'd be a millionaire by now with that stuff.
If you really want to make money down the road in pot stocks.
Disclaimer.
And this, yeah. Now, by learning a strategy, we're going to teach you a strategy. We're not going to tell you what to invest in. We're just going to show you how to invest.
And don't do it, because this is all recreational and for entertainment purposes
this
as well.
Recreational, like this is recreational, like
pot. Just like our pot.
Yeah. Yeah, disclaimer. We're giving our money to Ed.
Only.
Disclaimer.
Okay.
For those, if you guys want to see those little video clips, you can just subscribe to our YouTube channel, Ed's Got My Money. Our Facebook channel.
Facebook.com/Ed's Got My Money. We're a little behind on the YouTube channel, but we're going to get there, guys.
We're not so great in technology. You know who else is not so great in technology? TD Ameritrade are supposed to be our sponsor. The actual app and the site went down recently.
This is not going to help us get them as a sponsor, but it did go down.
But how were you feeling when it went down? It said you have a zero balance, sir.
It actually said that
you have a zero balance, sir. And I was like, you bastards, you got personal.
And then I remember thinking, oh my God, thank God I have all this money. Because it came up goose eggs, and I was like, what is happening, man?
Did you go and count the change in your big bucket at that point and be like, all right, I'm gonna have to cash this in, it's Armageddon, clearly.
I have a question for you, Dave. That's an interesting, you just brought me, made me think about a question.
A quick reminder to all the listener out there, nobody has really tweeted to me how much money is in my vodka jar, or who was in my vodka jar, so that's still out there, guys. Still out there, guys.
300 plus
and something. Go ahead, Ed. You were going to say something.
I was just curious. You know, you had a big bucket of change when we first started this podcast. How much has that bucket grown since?
Well, as you know, it's $500, and I had to in the bucket of change was less than that, but it went from $500, and now I have $691 on. Yeah,
I was actually on your new bucket of change jar.
Oh, how much is in there now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
I thought, you know, no, so it's got like $4. Some more to...
No, it's got nothing.
Nothing?
Because you don't deal with change as much anymore. That bucket, that was like 7 years of that thing. So in 7 years, when we do episode 17... season 40, then you know, we'll be back in the game.
We'll have tens of thousands of dollars by then, right?
Oh my God, we're going to own most of Wyoming.
I don't want to own Wyoming.
What's the other subject we're going to cover on this episode? Was it about Holly?
No, we're going to talk about what we're going to do next, right?
I had some things that I had here that I thought we should get into.
Sure.
Throughout our text messaging, because I asked you about once a stock makes a rally, then it dips back down. When do you know to buy in again? And you wrote, after making a rally.
After having a rally, yeah.
After having a rally, stock retreats about one-third of its high sometimes. The rally, you can see, is usually over And then it's a wait and see. And then you said, meanwhile, we play the others.
Right.
And so that was pretty enlightening for me, because then it was like, right. Oh, now I realize why I'm stalking so many goddamn stocks.
Right.
Because I have a stock list that's like out my ass right now. It's like 15 stocks. That's way too many. I felt like why shouldn't I just be stalking like five or six?
That's right.
You have us in double-digit stocks that we're stalking.
We're waiting for...
And this explained why.
Yeah.
So while we let the other ones settle, we let them finish out their rally and do their thing, there are other ones that we can get ready to dip into.
Just
and this is like your strat. This is part of your strategy, right?
Yeah. Just like everything you stalk, you're looking for vulnerability.
Oh, Ed. Jesus, Ed just creepered it up.
Does your parole officer know you say things like this?
Okay, wait, that's a good point, though, because...
But that's all we're doing. We're stalking all these stocks, and we're looking for the one that is vulnerable. And by vulnerable, I mean an opportunity to get in on a quick bounce or a rally breakout.
Right. Now we had CVSI did a big rally and MyHigh did a big rally.
Right.
It wasn't like across the board all of these. So
no.
They don't move all together.
Well, there are other really. The POT networks also had a rally and is also going through the same thing. CVSI just started.
Okay.
It's having that ball bouncing effect where it's trying to find out where the bottom is and it's trying to consolidate. So that's it's sitting there right around 30 cents. Back up to 34-ish, so it's getting thinner and thinner volume, and then it's also getting a thinner and thinner trading range. That's the consolidation we're always talking about.
Now notice, Ed knows you spit out any one of these pot stocks, and Ed knows where it's at right now, where it's going.
Yeah, somewhat.
You're really stalking these to the point where like you know all their phone numbers, you know their address, all this shit.
Guys, let's not be creepy. Come on,
but. You know, I don't have a grip on it like quite like this. You know, like I'm stalking them, but like as a
you're just looking at their Facebook page.
You know? I'm just kind of going on the Facebook.
Yeah, you're following them on Instagram and going through their feed. You're not at their house.
I'm actually just texting, mean messages to David saying "fuck you, man, and all your profits."
By the way, I'm screwed. If I lose this money, I'm so screwed.
Well, as new investors, you know, what you don't want to do is take on too much at one time, or you're not going to be able to retain it. So what we're doing is just laying some things out slowly until you start to get a grip on it. You guys are coming up with some amazing questions on your own.
Yeah, like what do these words mean?
You finally learned about volume. I didn't even know you didn't know nothing about it.
Sorry. Episode 11 was episode 11 was all about volume.
That's right. If you want to go back and listen to that, it was very enlightening.
No, I was going to say, as he was explaining that, I thought to myself, thank God I can go back and listen to this, because I was like,
you didn't retain any of that?
I got some of it, but I was also thinking, like, what's my joke on this? God. But no, by the way, in our last episode, we also didn't get to what is the huge one. What is the 10 bagger? Like, I mean, it's just the multiplying of all of it. I mean,
how
big
is different,
still big?
There's what the street calls a 10 bagger, and then there's what I call a 10 bagger.
The street?
So the street.
The
calls
street's
it,
a 10 bagger. It's like 10 bags of coke.
I'll just make it really. I'll try to make it simple and clear. A 10 bagger from Wall Street is a stock that goes up 10 folds. Okay, so if it's 10 cents, it goes up to a buck. That's 10 times your money. So my 10 bagger is 10 doubles.
That's way more than
that. It's a lot. It's 10 cents to 20 cents to 40 cents to 80 cents and so on, 10 times. That turns $1,000 investment into $1 million.
That's
my 10 bagger.
And that's going to happen next week?
In the next episode.
No.
I'll be buying the Pyramid of Giza.
So historically speaking, in something that just shot through the roof and became a huge stock that did that. That started really small. I mean, has a pot stock done that? Has there been a pot stock that's done it?
We're talking about.
We're saying like you think a bunch of them are going to do it.
FOT has went at its low and to its high within a year. Would have turned $1,000 investment into $500,000.
That was what FOT did.
If you would have, you had to be. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
You're not going to catch it at the very bottom always,
and you're going to sell on the way
at
up.
The very top. All
my point is that
someone that actually bought that stock at that .0004 and then sold it at .4 cents. It was $500,000. It would have been $500,000.
And we're just talking about pennies. That's funny.
That they can happen. It just did within a year. That's amazing, man.
Yes,
that's amazing,
and it's a great opportunity. And it's and you, because we don't know which one it's going to be, but we feel you feel. As
I've been trying to get people in pot stocks before back in 2016 was it? 2000.
Back when you were selling weed.
2016.
Yeah. Hey, so you know, I know you want to buy an eighth, but let me tell you about this other opportunity.
I'm sorry. It's actually 2017.
Way back then.
I saw September 2017.
Oh, I thought you were going to say September 17th, which is my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. September 17th is your birthday. Happy early birthday.
Really early.
Are you high, Ed?
I'm actually high from not having enough sleep.
That was you, episode 9.
I was very high in episode 8 and 9.
Because this is like...
You text something that you said, one particular stock we were talking about, you said it looks like it's going to give it the old college try, which I love that.
Yeah.
The attempt may fail, but I can say with certainty it is going to try. That's the key thing that stuck out to me. You said with certainty.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, how is this guy so certain...
That it's going to go up?
Yes.
And then it might fail?
He's not.
I'm kind of like,
but you can say with certainty that certain stocks are going to do this given the behavior because you're stocking these stocks.
Yeah, because you kind of start to see all this testing going on. For me, I see these testings on a daily chart, not your weekly chart. So I'm actually getting that vibe from them, and I start seeing them having higher lows and higher highs throughout the day, drifting up. No more challenging those bottoms that they were challenging for the last 2 weeks.
Looking at the daily, you can see this by the hour.
They're starting to actually sneak up a little higher than they have been in a while. The behavior is changing. I always tell you guys, watch the behavior of the stock, and you'll start to learn when something is going to happen before it happens, because it tends to sneak up. It tends to do a little sneaky stuff. And then you go, and if you're not watching it every day like I am, if you're not stalking it, you're not going to see that sneak attack. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're looking for that sneak attack. This stock, FOT, is starting to sneak up. I told you 19 looked really good, and it starts sneaking up past that. It finally, I know that if it starts to go past that 19, it's going to really get even more likely to bust out, and it's at 19.3, 19.4, starting to hit it, and it's kind of like...
Yeah.
You can see I'm getting to sleep.
All of that sounds like a crime.
So what we're seeing is the behavior change
after
the last 2 weeks on a really tight a really tight pattern that it had. We're looking for tight patterns. And then...
My whole life I've been looking for tight...
Oh
patterns.
Boy, guys! This is. By the way, this might be the lost episode. This might be the lost episode.
Tight patterns, and then the ones that start to change. Yeah. So and that's what I'm seeing in FOT.
When you say with certainty, though, like so, that's what really struck me, because when you're dealing with
the
stock market, the stock market to me, like I'm like nothing is certain. You know what I'm saying? So when I hear someone say, "Hey, with certainty, it's gonna test this. It's gonna do this. If it does this, I know with certainty it's gonna try.
If it fails,
yeah."
You know, then we have to keep a really tight eye on it, because if it starts to go in the opposite direction really quick, and then
you had us bail out of one at one point. Was it hemp? It was hemp. Crash?
It was because it was all because the entire market really just took a turn.
Multiple things. You said just get out of everything.
At that point, because it was just like it was almost like nothing matters right now except capital preservation, and there's a point where that really matters. You just don't know what's
going
to happen.
Do you think? Do you think all the stuff that's going on politically with Trump saying,
"Oh boy."
But he's going after
every time something that should blow the market downward,
it blows up.
It just puts it aside and starts. That is such a positive thing that is happening. When you see a market that is resilient off of all kinds of things that you would think normally would throw it down, that's a positive. That's all I can say. There's nothing that won't. That's why I think a big rally. You know, I was at a point where I thought the stock market was going to challenge some downside, like 4 or 5 episodes back down to 22K with the Dow. And it just wouldn't do it. And it finally broke past some of these barriers that I've been looking at. 24.8. And not to get too specific on numbers, but it's above it, and it keeps on being more and more resilient on everything that should be knocking it down. That's what we're looking for in stocks. That's what we're looking for in the overall market, and that's what's happening, and that's why I believe there's a bigger rally coming to blow up. And I want to be in it we want to be in it and just sitting still, and that's why I wanted to keep you in my high a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You mentioned hemp earlier, and there was something out of the text messages that I took about hemp that I thought was really interesting. You said hemp always has a, quote, block trade at the end of the day.
Yes.
Let me finish. At the end of the day, at a discounted price, this is likely accumulation and just a matter of, what did I write here? Tone? Before
matter of time before,
matter
finally,
of time before it
finally,
breaks out.
Finally,
can
yeah,
you,
okay.
Can you explain... block trade and why, you know, all of this.
So a block
yeah,
trade
what's going on
is
here?
A large amount of trades that one that somebody wants to buy, but they can't get a hold of it all at one price. So throughout the day, the market makers will start getting them the overall price of it, and at the end of the day, they'll get a certain price, and they tend to get cheap. I can't explain that. I don't understand it, but they tend to get a cheaper price than what it traded all day. Uh-huh. I don't know why that is, but if you notice, a lot of times,
bulk sale, like they're going to Costco.
Hemp will be at $28.29 all day long, and then sell almost 10% of its daily trade at the end of the day, the big block trade, at about 10% below, not quite 10, about 7% below, and then but that's what it's like support for a big amount of shares. So it's like a lot of people are getting in every day on hemp, and it's a matter of time before that volume catches up with it, and it's gonna go.
I see. So and you're saying that this happens daily. This is like
it's been happening daily.
Daily.
Yes. There's other stocks that have it periodically that I've been watching. Some of the stocks that I stock. Yeah.
And so this is a sign that it's going to break out when you see this kind of behavior.
It's definitely something that I like to see. I like big block trades at the end of the day.
I like big block trades.
And I cannot lie. Those other brothers can't deny.
I get stung. Got it going on, baby.
okay, like you were saying something important, but I'm going to ignore it.
like you ignore all of his text messages?
No, that's not true. Listen, I have one quick question here. When we're on Ameritrade on the app that needs to sponsor us, because it never breaks, you click here and it shows you the volume, it shows you the percentage that's going up and down, stuff like that. And then there's the other one that says 0.0005 or whatever. What's the third one? What is that telling me?
The volume?
No, the volume is this one. That's the volume.
The percentages?
Then there's another one that's like 0.01, and they all go up and down in green and red like that. I don't know what that third one means.
I don't know either.
Oh, man. Okay, guys, next episode.
What? We're
going
to
play another game of Stump
Ed.
If you don't know what it is, then you're still making moves.
No,
we probably don't need to know.
Well, I'm glad I could totally drive a truck through the podcast just to get that information out.
That's okay. We're going to bounce back.
This is episode 12.
We're gonna bounce back with you said that we have some...
new trades?
No. We have some people who have given us some feedback.
They said for us to redo the pilot.
That's the only feedback we have?
No, well, basically, all right. I think we're starting to hit our stride. I don't know if this episode is it. But really, we have some more information. We have some listeners out there that are starting to say, "Hey, this is great," because we're in the position where we are now educated enough that we are making sense in this conversation, mm-hmm. and we are moving. And honestly, I think it's working in the sense that I'm making money. You are making money, by the way.
I made
comedically. I'm
10%.
Comedically, I'm the winner, but yep. You are doing fine, and I'm just got very lucky with a breakout.
Yep.
With a breakout stock.
The fact that you've made this amount of percentage on your investment in this short amount of time should motivate listeners and people to just kind of tune into this to see like what is this method, like what is going on. It's obviously working. Like you've really kicked ass with your account right there.
Yeah,
you know, percentage wise,
you're doing amazing.
I mean, I'm blown away by it. I didn't expect this to happen so quickly.
It's amazing, and that's why we've got to be. Yeah. That's why we jumped in really quick on some of these trades, because I was afraid this was going to happen with some of the other stocks, because I saw some of the positive energy coming.
I do have the $200 in my high still, so that money is in my pocket. and I'm glad that's going to stay there. So I shouldn't touch that for a long time, right?
Well, it could change. Here's the thing. Like I said, right now, we don't care if it goes down or anything.
Because going down, and I was like,
that's the play money, though. If another amazing rally, we're going to get you some, take some more of that profit out. Not all of it, but some of it. Yeah.
So Dave's sitting in a lot of cash right now. So this week, we're looking at David getting into a position somewhere.
Yeah, he's got a couple of trades.
You had three that you told me about.
Fantastic.
I said you're free to and clear to buy FOT anywhere right around 19.
So we're going to find out what he jumps in on in the next episode. Hopefully by the next episode, Mass Roots will have done something.
Yep.
So look forward to that. Meanwhile, those of you who are who are listening for entertainment or education purposes, stick with it because this is obviously something that's working as David Ficus's TD Ameritrade account can attest to. Sponsor us, please.
And you said you had somebody talk about our podcast and recommend a few things. What I would love someone to call let us know about is those who have tried to trade the market without having a strategy on their own and how much money they lost like right away quick, almost like that buying a car and driving it off the parking lot thing, because most people will buy it precisely the wrong time. And what I'm trying to teach you guys is how to buy it at precisely the right time,
right,
so that you don't even see your account move very much to the downside, because you'll be amazed at how many people right when they buy, it's like they bought exactly when everybody else was selling. It's amazing, and that's what you guys are learning not to do.
Yeah,
I mean learning by the fact that I have no idea you're in charge of me, Ed. I'm just listening
somewhat
to you.
Yeah,
okay,
so
let's wrap it up.
Yeah, so please send in stories like that. You can also sort of just DM us on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
any sort of questions that you might want Ed to address.
Well, they're more than free to ask me questions on the blog.
100%.
I mean, I answer anyone that DMs me or on the blog.
So at facebook.com/edsgotmymoney or twitter.com/edsgotmymoney, you can DM or tweet a question on there, and it's Ed will address that as well. So make sure you do follow the podcast on facebook.com, Ed's Got My Money, Twitter the same. I'm Jonesy at Funny Jones. Hit it, Ed.
I'm Ed at edstocking_u.
And I'm at dficus all everywhere.
Yeah, please. Everywhere. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Give us a rating, and a review would be very, very helpful as well.
That's right.
Okay, bye.